This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
But let's get over to Alan Pollock. Alan, good to have you here, friend, as always. What do you have for us this week, friend?
Great to be here. I've got some things to make you think. But before I do so, Al, as you brought up an interesting topic, I was reading an article today, funny you brought it up actually, about the pandemic code or natural disaster code that the different people can put into your credit report so that they're still reporting, because by law, they still have to report your credit worthiness and what has occurred. But the code is read by Vantage, but it's not read by FICO. And so it'll only help in a case where somebody is doing a subjectional review by eyeball and looking at what was in the notes. And I think there are some folks trying to talk to FICO and say that, hey, these codes should indicate that the score for that month should be ignored. I don't know what's going on there, but very interesting, of course.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Vantage has picked up on it, though, that they're doing. I tell you, I'm so crazy more excited about what Vantage is doing, because it opens up so many more potential home buyers that are qualified. That's a whole other topic. Go back and listen to that podcast we did well back. We interviewed, and his name escapes me right now. They had a great interview on that. But anyway, what you got on the tech side?
Oh, man, all kinds of stuff. And real quick, talking about AI. One is our friends at Unique. That's going to be an extremely exciting podcast because all the Unique stuff that they're doing right now and what I've done with them. So that'll be fun. So definitely want to keep on the lookout for when that comes up. And speaking of AI, remember Flappy? I brought him up a couple weeks ago. He was the hamburger robot
that.
Chef.
Well, awesome. Now, got some feedback on that. That was hilarious.
Well, now we have Sally. And Sally is made by a company called Chowbotics. And she makes salad. And especially since the national pandemic, or the international pandemic, we should say, Sally actually holds 22 airtight ingredients right inside of herself. So within her robot self. And she makes yogurt, grains, and salad bowls every day, 24 hours per day. They had like a 70-80% spike in the request of these robots to be deployed across hospitals and other places, and they will continue to grow. They just raised more capital. So the company's called Chowbotics, and I think we'll see more of this, especially in things like a salad that I guess it's kind of subjectional, right? You can have a machine make it or you can make it. You need that love and tender touch, but Sally's out there. So two funny things to think about. The first one is there should be a reality show where flat earthers have to find the edge of the world. And the second one is they put music from the 50s and 60s in medicine commercials to appear to the older generation, meaning sometime in the future will Despacito be playing on commercials for laxatives.
That's bad. Okay.
Great items to ponder on. So back to the news. We got all kinds of good stuff going on. First, we've got Cloud Verga has launched a brand new TPO platform.
Yeah, I heard
that.
They're
part of the Arrive platform.
Yeah,
so you want to check that out. DocMagic is providing their e-sign technology at no cost. Zero. So I didn't read the defined details. You may have to already be a customer, of course, but you can acquire or leverage their e-sign technology for free. And I did not bring this up. Thank you to a friend of mine. His name is Vince for reminding me today about this. But Mizmo, starting July 1st, is going to be charging 75 cents on loans registered with MERS. That money is going to be a pass-through, not kept at all by MERS. It's for MBA and Mizmo to advance and accelerate production of Mizmo and the innovation and the continuance of it. And we gave it a good topic. Remember our friend, Michael Frattantoni? He is the president of Mizmo. And we can chat with him about that. But July 1st, Mizmo will be charging 75 cents. Also, Compass Analytics, as we know, they're a black and white organization now. They just launched an exciting capital markets focused functionality called Compass Point. And it really focuses on pay ups and mark to market. So you want to check that out. Really interesting. David, this is another really cool one. They get into modifications, right? And Solomon Edwards and Constant have announced a new cooperative agreement to offer TotalMod, which is a platform to help servicers avoid large staffing companies and reduce phone channel volume, basically to make the process more efficient for loan modifications. So you want to check that out. And OpenClose, my own company, has partnered with CyberLink Software for automated MERS process, not only the ramp, the registration to MERS, but the recording of it back in the LOS. So if you're an OpenClose user, you want to look at that. David, this is a really important topic. If you remember last week, we talked about tickets, and the fact that you've got all these things you've asked your vendors for, and you need to massage and manage that. Well, we still have to talk about adoption rates. And because of Sally and some of the other news, I don't want to cut short on that. But adoption rates are really, really important. And it gets into how much empathy is in our products and how do we use technology and the contribution of our human self versus technology to have that empathy and be able to help. We'll talk about technology adoption next week, and I promise we will, but this is really, really important. A lot of our listeners are Mortgage Coach users, and Dave Savage, who is CEO of Mortgage Coach and has a huge following on Facebook, there are thousands of people that talk about how they leverage this technology, just how they navigate the waters of the industry every day. One of their LOs talked about how technology isn't the end all, and it's not going to replace us. And he gave a perfect example. He unfortunately had somebody pass at the closing table, and he is using empathy and, right, just being himself a human to work with them and to help them not only through this crisis for the most he could do, but to still help that loan go through, to still help them and reconfigure and work it out. And he was basically talking in his post about it. Technology doesn't handle everything. And so if you follow that group, you can just search for it. But just so I'd mention that point, technology is not the end all, although it is extremely important for us to continue to evolve and innovate and do business.
Yeah, it's doing a lot in the way of adding empathy too, especially when you look at what's going on with some of this artificial intelligence communication, as well as now with digital human. Very exciting stuff, or scary stuff. Got a lot of implications on it.
Yes, yes.
Thanks for introducing me to those guys that they face me now unique. So very excited. Yeah. We had several demos. We're having several conversations. I'm talking to the president. And it's interesting. They moved from New Zealand. Guess where they moved to? You know what tech center they moved
now.
To? Yeah. Yeah, they're here in Austin, Texas. How about that?
That's right.
Come to Austin. Great place. Anyway, and we actually put 20 people in elevators that hold 20 here. We're back, pretty much back. Things are pretty much normal.
That's great. So,
anyway, Fred, appreciate it.
Fantastic.
Good to have you, and then have you participate in the Hot Topic segment. And Alan, I'd love to have you check out what Matt's got for technology. It is really cool the way it's put together, and there's some favorite features. So stay involved in the Hot Topic segment if you have time. Appreciate you being here.
Looking forward to it. Thanks.
You bet. Special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, Indicom, Accelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, Mobility, Modex, and so many more. And, of course, MBS Live. Go get your free extended offer there to get the chance to peruse through that, and by putting in LOL, the Lookin' on Lenny podcast. So good to have you all with us. Have a great week, everybody. See you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.